But I suggest to you that the real star of the story is the ship. I made the ship the star of the story because it's the ship that carries all the weight. And if I was going to describe Bishop Hellers, I can't use another man. I got to describe him as a ship who carried all the weight. It is, my brothers and sisters, the ship that is the star. We must tell it in the voice of the ship because the ship carried all the weight with only an occasional sigh and groan. It is the ship that fought the adverse currents. It took three times longer to get there than it should have been because the ship had to sail against the currents. The wind was blowing, and as soon as the wind blew, the currents changed, and the ship had to keep going forward when everything on the outside was pushing it back. Bishop J. Delano Ellis kept moving forward when all the forces of hell were trying to push him back. The ship has got to tell the story. It is the ship that endured the impact of other people's decisions. That suffered the injuries of choices that it did not make itself. It is the ship that kept on going, even when it was guided by bad decisions. It kept on going. It is the ship that carried the grain and the weight of 276 people. To be a great man of God, you carry everybody. Your staff and your volunteers, your members in your community, your sons in the gospel, and the people who are associated with you, you even carry your Judases. That's why I think the ship ought to tell the story. Because it was a ship that endured hardness like a good soldier. It is the ship that kept on moving forward when the winds were trying to destroy it. It is the ship that survived in the middle of a hurricane when they ran into winds so tempestuous that the ship should have fallen apart in the middle of the sea, but it refused to fall apart. It is the ship that kept on going, even after they had put the ropes up under it to hold it together, and the ropes began to break. The ropes were called helps, so the ship kept going when the help fell apart. Is there anybody in here that kept going? You didn't have the help. All the help you started with ran out on you. All the people who said, I'll never leave you, moved somewhere else. And you had to sail in contrary winds. And when all the helps began to break, it was the ship. Kept on going. And then it was the ship that lost its rafts because the men had thrown the rafts overboard preparing to escape. And Paul talked them out of escaping because he said the only way you will survive is to stay on the ship. So it lost its help. It lost its rafts. And every time it hit a storm, a bolt came loose. little by little, it kept on preaching. It kept on going. It kept on carrying. It kept on delivering us. It kept on sustaining us. though it was falling apart in front of our eyes, it still kept on standing up to the weight and the cost of being who it was. And when I thought about J. Daniel Ellis, he was the kind of ship that would carry the weight with scarcely a groan or a moan and keep on going when the helps left and all the rafts were cut loose. He still stood tall. He still sang his own songs. He still brought you into worship from anthems to old time Pentecostal jubilee. It was J. Delano Ellis that never let you know that the bolts were coming out. That never let you know that he had been throwing up for days so he could come to church on Sunday morning. That never let you know that he was holding on to the edge of the pulpit because his strength was failing. The ship should be the star of the story because it stood up to the cost of carrying you to where you are. It lost its help. It lost its rafts. And finally, it lost its cargo, but it kept on going. And Paul said, Paul confirmed, it's a ship we ought to appreciate. He said, because if you stay on the ship, not one of you will be lost. Every one of you will be saved if you stay on the ship, even though the ship itself will shatter. And every time he fought off cancer, a piece fell off. I want to talk to some survivors in the room. Are there some people that have been through some stuff and you survived it? I need you to be my witnesses. Can you relate to the fact that every time you survived something, you made it, but you lost a little something? See, people always want to talk about I made it, but they don't tell you how much it cost them to make it. And every time you go through a battle, you lose a little something. And finally, in the last moment of the text, the hurricane becomes so strong and the wind so forceful that they brought the ship up too close to the edge. Because it was trying to get you as close as it could to the destination. And it knew if it got that close, it may cost its life. But it kept on going anyway. And said, if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to bring you as close as I can to the shore. And it was bringing you close to the shore that caused the ship to shatter. And it was this man bringing you close to shore that caused the ship to shatter. And the ship should tell the story. Because even when the ship shattered, the ship was so awesome, so anointed, so bad, so powerful, so gifted, that said, even if I fall apart, if you grab a board, if you grab a broken piece, and the Bible says, 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 the Bible says the ship might have shattered, but there was still enough glory in the boards that some on boards and some on broken pieces made it safely over to the other side. And the Lord told me to tell you the ship is out of service, but the boards are still good. And if you hold on to what he taught you, yes, 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 look at somebody and say, I got a little bit. I got a little bit. I got a little peace. I got enough for Bishop. I got enough fight. I got enough fire. I got enough power. I got enough anointing. That some on board. Some on broken pieces made it safely to the other side. Paul would have drowned if it wasn't for a piece. If it wasn't for a little bit, Luke would have died at sea. If it wasn't for a little bit, Justice would have drowned in the water. But because of the ship they were in, now to many reformations, God will send a man. And to many movements, God will send a voice. And to many women, God will send a husband. And to many children, God will send a father. But to you, He sent a ship. Now hear me real good and I'll sit down. He may not be here. Remain standing. He may not be here. He may not be here in his original form. He may not answer the phone when you dial his cell. He may not be sitting in his favorite chair when you get back to the house. But that only means that the ship is shattered. Never believe that the mission is aborted because the ship is shattered. Because when God sends you a ship, He is so committed to you getting there that if He has to use the ship in another form, everybody in here that's got a piece, everybody in here that's got a piece, everybody in here that has a story to tell and an experience and a moment that changed your life, I want you to take the roof off of this place and give God a crazy praise for what you got left.